Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Well, it looks like we got kicked in the colonies again on this whole Chinese spy balloon business. Joey's cone of uncertainty lasted nearly a week while a floating spy ship hung up there like a loose tooth, taking pictures of everything, like your wife out there in the backyard or missiles in a can out in Montana. But that's okay, because China Joe, the ultimate fossil fuel, wants you to know he's Delaware tough, if that's a thing, and took care of it once he got word that they had finished taking all the pictures. Don't want to interrupt. Now, I get monkeypox discovered in Dallas. Sure, why not? But this makes no sense. Unless it's payback for us stealing China's intellectual property, too. That's right. We stole them blind on Chinese checkers. Here's how it works. If you're not smart enough to play chess, you play checkers. But if you're not smart enough to play checkers, you play Chinese checkers. That's just how it's done. Now, your Uncle Otis has just been briefed by Pacific Command here at the bait camp. And I can tell you, the spy balloon was actually not filled with M&Ms, ready to drop gender-curious candy on fans while they're in the stadium for the big game. So stop calling about that. But, yes, there have been rumors that officials from the Dress Barn have already raced out to recover the balloon itself and reuse the pattern for next fall. So there is that. This is your Uncle Otis. I'll see you at the Peace March.